The next story I'm going to tell is one that I made into a book. The book's called Jonathan Cleaned Up. Have any of you ever ridden on a subway train?
Yeah.
And you know, to get on a subway train, you have to walk down underneath the street and go to a big subway station?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this story, there was a boy named Jonathan, and one day his mother went out to get a can of noodles, and before she went out, she said to Jonathan, "Don't make a mess." And she went out the door, and Jonathan looked around, and there was no mess at all in the whole apartment. And he said, "This is a very clean place." And just then, he heard a sound. It was coming from behind the wall. He put his ear up against the wall and said, "That sounds like a train." And just then, his wall opened right up. Great big subway train pulls up. Someone says, "Last stop, everybody out." And thousands of people come out. They run all the way around his apartment. They pick up the rug. They put chewing gum on the floor. They put wrappers in the toilet. And they run right out the front door. And Jonathan looks around and says, "Oh, dear. This is a mess." And someone knocks on the door. He opens the door. It was his mother. His mother looks around the apartment. And she goes, "Jonathan! What have you done?" And Jonathan said, "It wasn't me. The wall opened right up. Thousands of people came. They ran all the way around the apartment. They went right out the front door." And his mother looks at him and she says, "Jonathan, clean it up." And she goes out to get another can of noodles. It takes Jonathan 3 hours to get the chewing gum off the floor and the candy wrappers out of the toilet and to paste the rug back down. He's standing there looking at the nice, clean apartment, and he hears a sound. It's coming from behind the wall. He puts his ear up against the wall, and he says, "That sounds like a train." And just then, the wall opens right up. Great big subway train comes up. Someone says, "Last stop, everybody out." And thousands of people come out. They pick up the sofa. They pick up the refrigerator. They pick up the stove. They put chewing gum all over everything. They run right out the front door. And Jonathan looks around and goes, "Oh, dear. This is a mess." Someone knocks on the door. He opens it up. It's his mother. She looks around. She can't believe it. She goes, "Dad! John! What have you done?" And Jonathan says, "It wasn't me. The wall opened right up. Thousands of people came. They ran all the way around. They went right out the front door." And she looked around and said, "Jonathan, clean it up." But just then, she heard a sound. She says, "Jonathan, what's that sound?" Jonathan says, "You'll never believe it." She puts her ear up against the wall and says, that sounds like a train." And just then the wall opens right up. Big train comes up. Someone says, "Last stop, everybody out." And thousands of people come. They pick up the mother. They run all the way around the apartment. They take everything out of it and run right out the front door. And Jonathan looks around. It is a terrible mess. He says, "What am I going to do?" There is a conductor there watching his TV. And he goes over to the conductor and he says, "Hey, you. This is not a subway station. This is my house." And the conductor says, "Oh, no. If a subway stops here, it must be a subway station. If you don't like it, go downtown and see the mayor." So Jonathan gets really mad, and he walks all the way downtown to the mayor's office. And he knocks on the door. The mayor opens it up, and he tells the mayor to get the subway out of his house. And the mayor says, "Oh, no. If there's a subway there, your house must be in a subway station. You shouldn't build your house in a subway station." And the mayor goes out for lunch. In fact, everyone goes out for lunch, and there's no one left for Jonathan to gripe to. And he's walking out. He's feeling terrible. His house is going to be a subway station forever. He's going to have to sleep on chewing gum and candy wrappers. He's really upset. But as he's walking out, he hears someone saying, "Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm hungry." He follows his ear and he comes to a big room with a big computer in it. And he looks behind the computer and there's a man at the desk. And he says to the man, "Who are you?" And the man says, "I am the computer. That big thing doesn't work. I do all the work for the whole city." So John says, "Well, do you take care of parks?" The man says, yes. John says, do you take care of streets? The man says, yes. Says, do you take care of large buildings? The man says, yes. John says, listen very carefully. Do you take care of subway stations? The man says,
yes.
John says, I'll get you some lunch if you'll change the subway station for me. And the man says, all right. Get me blackberry jam for lunch. So Jonathan runs out, has to walk 3 miles, finds a blackberry jam store, comes back with 16 cases of blackberry jam. Takes him 2 hours. There's still nobody at City Hall. They're all out for lunch. He gives the man the blackberry jam and says, now, will you move the subway station from my house? The man says, certainly. Where shall I put it? And John says, I don't know. I don't know where you should put it. Just move it any place at all. The man says, I promise. So John goes home, and he finds his mother back there. His mother is stuck to the chewing gum on the living room floor. And Jonathan says, there'll be no more subway stations here. And he was right, because when the mayor came back from lunch, he was sitting in his office, and he heard a sound. It was coming from behind the wall. He put his ear right up against the wall, and he said, that sounds like a train. And just then, the wall opened right up. Big subway crane pulls up. Someone says, last stop, everybody out! And thousands of people come. They run all the way around the office. They pick up the mayor. They pick up his desk. And they run right out the front door. And that's the end of that story.